Radio Network, broadcasting from the Lucas Oil Studios, driven by General Tire and powered by 1-800-LOAN-MART. Get cash fast when you need it. It's Speed Freaks. Speed. Motorsports Radio redefined with Kenny Sargent.
We love to party.
Crash Gladys.
What are we doing for the bachelorette party?
And Statman.
I am serious.
Here's the Freaks.
You're listening to an encore edition of Speed Freaks, Motorsports Radio Redefined.
Ah, Freak Nation, second hour of Speed Freaks. Thank you guys for hanging around. We are chasing Jimmy Johnson. We were going to have him about 8 minutes ago, but we had to go to break. ESPN grabbed him. And now we're told that he'll be joining us after ESPN. It's all right, man. Hey, we were going to have him before ESPN. I'm down with that, bro.
Here's the deal. When did the race end?
Right.
Literally like 5 hours ago.
Right.
What have you done? Everybody in the Freak Nation listening right now, what have you done for the last 5 hours? I'm sure you've eaten dinner. I'm sure you've talked to several people. I'm sure you've turned on Sunday Night Football. You've done a bunch of different things. Maybe run some errands, had a couple cocktails. We are hosting a show. Right. Jimmy is still sitting in his same champagne-soaked and probably beer-soaked fire suit that just reeks right now, only doing interviews and interviews and interviews and interviews. So, poor guy.
And he's got a $7 million or whatever it is, check waiting on him.
Yeah, right, you know? Poor guy.
Is that what it's at now, Stat?
I don't know. I'm just guessing. But it's been at 5 and 6, so, you know, the 7 is not just around the corner.
Wow. At Speed Freaks on Twitter, you guys are chiming in quite frequently and enjoying that on Twitter. Of course, Facebook there for you, the website speedfreaks.tv. Johnny Sauter, your NASCAR Truck Series champion, was in here last hour. We'll have it up on our website. I want to get this audio where our good friend Rutledge Wood with NBC Sports caught up with Gary Johnson. After the race, Gary Johnson is Jimmy Johnson's old man. He's there in his typical Hawaiian shirt and this old beaten-up Lowe's hat. He's had a few cocktails, and Rutledge Wood with NBC Sports catches up with him. And if this just isn't a good old boy.
Tell me what today was like for you.
Oh, I don't have any fingernails left, and I prayed a lot, and I didn't think it was going to happen. But, oh, my God, then the end of the race, things started changing and the 19 wrecking. And it's like, hey, we got a chance.
I mean, at the beginning of this race, when they were starting from the back, at that moment, did you think, well, we're in Miami, we'll make the best of it?
No, I knew when he had to start in the back, that pissed him off. I go, that first set of tires is toast. He's coming. Because I know what he's like. So, you know, he wasn't no saving that first set.
How old was Jimmy when you guys first started racing?
He was 5 on a little peewee motorcycle.
5 years old.
It wasn't really racing. It was cute, and all the kids rode around, and they all got a trophy. So it wasn't, like, serious, but...
And when you think about him and looking up to guys like Ricky Johnson, and now here he is on the same likes of Earnhardt and the King, I mean, what...
Yeah.
How do you figure out how all of that just happened?
Oh, my God. Because when Jimmy was little, we'd sit on the couch and watch Earnhardt and the King race. And, you know, and it was just so neat to me to be able to meet him. I mean, to meet my heroes and to be in this sport. And for him to accomplish all this is, I'm still pinching myself. It's amazing. I'll tell you, it's just amazing. I don't know what else to say.
You know, Crasher, you were talking about how the haters were coming out. After it was acknowledged, of course, Jimmy Johnson was going to win his 7th championship. You know, Cheater Johnson, Cheater Knaus. And I look back at the 49ers' reign. And the 49ers' reign was, some of it was at the expense of the Cowboys. And, you know, maybe outwardly, we didn't have Twitter back then, but maybe outwardly it was like, screw the 49ers. But you had respect for them.
You have to.
You had respect for the 49ers and what they did. You had respect for Michael Jordan. I've got respect, and 3 years ago, it was a much different story. I have respect for what LeBron James has done, all right?
I have respect, and this is going to sound wacky because I can't stand this team, but I have to have respect because it has been earned on what Bill Belichick and Tom Brady have done.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, and I think that's where you can really draw the parallels to so many people saying, oh, the Patriots are cheaters, you know, and Jimmy Johnson and Chad Knauss are cheaters. Oh, they paid off NASCAR. Whatever. Whatever you want to say. Bottom line is they've now won this championship in multiple different formats. And again, they've done it quicker than Dale Sr. and Richard Petty ever did. Basically, 15 years on the Cup side of things, 10 championships in that 15
years. Statman, say what you will about Chad Knauss and Team Hendrick, whether they're cheating or not. We know they were caught a couple of times. You got a douchebag like Michael Waltrip Racing. Oops, by the way, his team is no longer around. That can't get out of his own way when he's cheating. And again, in any sport, you try and bend the rules. The Cardinals today against the Vikings were trying to bend a rule with one of their complaints that was called on the field. It happens in every sport. And it's not like Chad Knauss is pulling a smoky eunuch and having extra gas somewhere in the frame of the car. It's not that. But you can't deny 7 freaking championships. 5 in a row, Stat.
That's how they find out that he's cheating. The guy that finishes 20th, they don't care what his car is. You got to win to find out they're cheating or not. And he's, that kind of conversation is crazy. I mean, he's winning championships, people. Championships, not races, not laps, not the pole. He's winning championships. He's won 7 of them. And in all the years of NASCAR, only 2 other guys have done that. Nobody has won 5 in a row. Get over it. Enjoy history. If you don't like history, then go watch grass grow. That's why the competition is out there, so that people can enjoy the competition, and the best rises to the top and they win championships. 7 of them. Get over it.
Freak Nation, coming up this hour, you got your stat man, Scat. Something happened this weekend that he wants to alert you to that you just might not recall what's happened with Audi. That's coming up in his stat man, Scat. But let's do this. We're going to break a little early right now, affiliates, so hopefully we're going to be on our mics when Jimmy Johnson allegedly does call in. We're being told by the NASCAR heads that he's going to be headed our way sometime this hour. We just want to make sure that our next break or our next segment is long enough for Jimmy to chime in and we're not having to pay some bills.
Because our stupid sponsors screwed us last time. I'm just kidding.
No.
I'm kidding. Yeah. It was during a commercial break, though.
All right, so we're going to break now and hopefully get Jimmy Johnson in the next 15 minutes. That's Speed Freaks with Lucas Oil Studios.
Speed Freaks. We promise to suck less. Speed Freaks. Motorsports Radio. Redefined.
Hey, cat people, Crasher here. Cat Spot is a company you need to know. Are you like me, tired of lifting heavy cat litter bags from the pet stores? Tired of all the dust and waste from clay litters? Finally, after years of substandard tries, there's an organic cat litter that works. Cat Spot litter eliminates nasty odors and absorbs better than any other product on the market. I know because I use it. Go now to catspotlitter.com. Sign up for just $15 monthly shipments with free delivery. Organic litter delivered monthly for free. catspotlitter.com.
It's called a tune-up in a bottle for good reason. One little bottle added to every tank of fuel will do the work of a team of mechanics. The powerful combination of oils and additives in Lucas Fuel Treatment cleans and lubricates the entire fuel system while increasing power and fuel economy because it's burning excess exhaust emissions. Lucas Oil Fuel Treatment is the best and simplest way to get your vehicle to perform at its peak and keep the army of mechanics away a little longer.
Are you tired of all the hassles that come with just shining your tires? Introducing the No Mess Tire Dressing Applicator. No mess on the rim, no harmful chemicals on your hands. Simply spray your favorite dressing on the specially formulated foam and apply with precision. Then store it away in its own unique case for quick and easy cleanup. Get 4 No Mess applicators now for only $9.99 at buynomess.com.
Through rain, sun, snow, snow and sleet. The General G-Max all-season tire will take you where you need to go. This ultra-high performance tire will deliver the precision you require in dry and wet conditions and provide the top-level traction necessary to navigate in light snow. So let General Tire give you the comfort, performance, and traction that the Freak Nation demands. For more information, visit GeneralTire.com. Because with General Tire, anywhere is possible. General Tire, the official tire of speed freaks.
Introducing Lucas Oil Racing TV, your exclusive unlimited 24/7 motorsports app. Now you can watch all your favorite motorsports anytime, anywhere. Get the finest in grassroots racing, national events, live coverage, behind-the-scenes action, and interviews you won't see anywhere else. There's also automotive how-to shows and some of motorsport's biggest names like Dave Despain, hosting the legends and current superstars of racing. For more information, visit lucasoilracing.tv. Lucas Oil Racing TV. Grab it and hold on tight.
Hey, Freak Nation, it's time you clean up your tires and rims. So do it with Lucas Slick Mist Tire and Trim Shine. It's an environmentally friendly treatment spray designed to give tires and trim a long-lasting, like-new shine. Use Slick Mist Tire Shine to remove dull, gray oxidation from bumpers, tires, plastic, rubber, and vinyl trim. It's long-lasting, UV-resistant, and helps prevent sidewall blowout. Log on to lucasoil.com for more info and pick up Lucas Slick Mist Tire and Trim Shine at major auto parts stores today.
Now, everybody needs a little motorsports fix from time to time, right? Well, then turn on MAV TV, a network with roots deep in the automotive world and an incredible lineup of motorsports events and exclusive automotive reality shows like Gears, Chop Cut Rebuild, Drag Boats, Off-Road, Sprint Cars, Motocross, Pro Bowling League. It's all on MAV TV. It's the answer for all motorheads. You don't get MAV TV? Then call your local provider now. For more information, check them out at MAVTV.com. MAV TV is motorsports.
Race Talk Radio is celebrating our 10th season. Tuesday night, it's Honest NASCAR Talk with the Thunder Crew, presented by CreateMyT.com, where your art design help is always free at CreateMyT. Every night, we'll have another type of motorsports for you to hear about, but one thing that never changes at RTR, we still feature the Speed Freaks every Sunday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific, at RaceTalkRadio.com.
You're listening to
Speed Freaks,
Motorsports Radio Redefined.
You're listening to an encore edition of Speed Freaks.
Speed Freaks on a Sunday night. Thank you guys for making it possible. Lucas Oil Studio, Statman, Crash Gladys, Kenny Sargent. The website, speedfreaks.tv, Twitter, @speedfreaks, and of course, Facebook there for you. And again, speedfreaks.tv. Johnny Sauter, NASCAR Truck Series champion, joined us last hour. We'll have it up on our website at speedfreaks.tv. Told that Jimmy Johnson is checking in now with the Freak Nation. Going to get to him momentarily. Yes, seven-time champion Jimmy Johnson. Has to get rid of that moniker, Crasher, of six-timer. Now he's a seven-timer.
I think it's gone. I think that was a pretty easy one to get rid of. Especially with all the comments that he made today about the seven and the tribute for Ricky Hendrick. That was just, wow. Wow. It's just a little bit chilling, but really cool at the same
time. Yeah, Statman, the humbling of people right in front of us, you just could kind of get that vibe from Jimmy Johnson post-race of another championship, but those he alerted to those that, of course, were responsible for his championship. And now joining us, it's seven-time NASCAR Sprint Cup champion Jimmy Johnson joining the Freak Nation. And Jimmy, we're talking about this, your post-race conversations that you're having with NBC Sports and ESPN and everybody else about those who have helped you reach these seven championships. Kind of touch on that, Jimmy, and really what it means for like the Ricky Hendricks of the world or Mr. Hendrick or Jeff Gordon or Dale Earnhardt Jr., how they've helped you get to this point.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't matter which racer it is, which division it is. You don't get there on your own. There's so many people that invest into a driver, and even crew members, crew chiefs, you know, just the racing community. And we all start off as kind of hobbyists and enjoying it at the local level. And, you know, some get the chance to move on and compete regionally and nationally and on it goes. And I just, there's so many people along the way that have mentored me, helped me grow as a man, as a racer. You know, plenty of hard knocks that are in there as well, and it's just crazy to see it all come together. And I know there's a lot of smiling faces going on from friends that know their role and their importance in helping me grow and mature. And honestly, so thankful for those moments.
Obviously, one of those people, one of many, is your father, and he talked in some interviews today about how he remembers sitting on the couch with you watching Earnhardt and Petty race. And you as a kid, do you remember those times with your dad as well and saying, I might be on a dirt bike now, but yeah, that's what I want to do?
Yeah, I mean, I NASCAR was never the thing for me. I mean, I all my heroes, growing up in Southern California, all my heroes were motocross and off-road and things like that. So looking at Rick Mears, Robbie Gordon, some of the guys that went from off-road to IndyCar was a kind of a dream that I had going on, and then this NASCAR thing came around. I'm so thankful it did. Obviously, these cars really used to my style and kind of the upbringing I had. But you can dream and think of scenarios all you want, but you never know how it's going to turn out and where it's going to lead. And I'm so blessed, blown away that it's led to where it has.
Wow.
Jimmy Johnson, of course, your seven-time Sprint Cup champion joining the Freak Nation. And, Jimmy, another thing that you've accomplished with these seven championships is the respect that you're getting from the old-timers of really your name is up there with Richard Petty. It's up there with Dale Earnhardt Sr. But you're still this kid growing up in Southern California, man. Does someone need to slap you around a little bit and say, dude, wake up, you're a big-timer now?
It's wild for sure. You know, I don't even know how to answer some of the questions that are being thrown at me, but I know that Dale and Richard have left us a lasting mark in our sport. I look forward to what I can do for our sport and help grow it. Again, it's nothing that I thought I would do as a kid. I thought I dreamed pretty big. If my dream was to win a professional car race, Cup or IndyCar, whatever it might be, and I scratched that off the list. 2002, and it's been trying to raise the bar higher since. But there's no way I could have put this high. So it's a crazy reality and wild experience that I'm living.
Jimmy, we're going to wrap it up with this. I know you've got all kinds of people that are clawing at you to get you to other interviews. Your dad was also talking about with you starting at the back of the pack for the race and the tires in the car, you were wearing them off. What kind of mentality did you have starting this race at the back of the field that maybe you haven't had in the past?
Oh, I was just really calm. It's a long race. I'm better at passing cars. I knew I could get to 15th or so pretty quickly. I knew from 15th forward it was going to be tough, and that certainly was the case. But, man, I've started the back for a variety of different reasons before, and I just love racing faster cars, so it didn't bother me too much. I know it was a big spotlight on us with what's going on for the day, but thankfully it didn't have a huge impact on the outcome.
Well, real quick, I know that you don't like this question necessarily, but I'm going to put a twist on it. Michael Jordan texted you after 6 and told you to go for 7. Has he texted you 8? Has he texted you yet to go for 8?
No, I haven't seen my phone yet. I can only imagine what's on there.
Oh,
but
God, no.
I texted him straight away after we won 6. He said, go get 7. So I'm sure there's something on my phone from him.
Go get a beer, man.
Jimmy Johnson joining Speed Freaks on a Sunday night. Buddy, we're awfully proud of you, as millions are.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
You got it. Jimmy Johnson, your NASCAR Sprint Cup champion. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7-time champion. Wow. How about that, Freak Nation? Jimmy Johnson taking the time out to join the Freaks. And again, thanks, NASCAR, for lining that bad boy up. You know, you look at a guy like that and really how he's accomplished this. And there's never really been an instant stat man or crash that comes to mind where he had a hold'em.
No, there hasn't.
I mean, Michael Jordan had some a hold'em to his championships. Joe Montana a couple of times had some a hold'em to his championship stat man, but I can't think of an instance where Jimmy Johnson was ever an a-hole.
He never has been that way to us. The great part about this is that Ron Capps, a longtime friend of the Freaks, Jimmy Johnson, a longtime friend of the Freaks, they win championships, what, back-to-back weekends?
Yeah.
It makes me smile. I thought about that while we were sitting here listening to him. Two of our favorite people are champions now, setting records. I mean, like I said earlier, it wouldn't surprise me at all if he cranked up 3 or 4 in the next 4 or 5 years. I mean, he's not finished yet.
What do you think? 10?
I don't know.
Are we wanting him to get 8? Because I sure am. I want to see that
history. But let's take a step back here.
And I'm a huge Dale Sr. fan saying that. I'd want to see more history.
Well, I want to see it when I really give a damn, which is now. But Statman, think about this, though. This wasn't an easy year for Jimmy Johnson. So I could see how this, how he would cherish number 7, not just for him equaling in number with Dale Earnhardt Sr. and Richard Petty, but the accomplishment of winning the championship with such adversity in 2016.
When money's on the table, I go with Johnson and Knaus every time. Every time. Mm-hmm. I don't think there's anybody else in the garage who knows how to win a championship as well as they do. You don't just go out and go fast and win races to win championships. You have to learn how to win championships. And just like Magic Johnson used to say in Showtime and the Lakers, you got to know when it's winning time. And when it's winning time, they're the guys you want on the wheel.
And you want to be surrounded by those winners. And evidently that's what they've got, Stat. I've got them from top to bottom, from your owner down to that cat sweeping the floor.
They've got all the resources they need, and anytime they need something, somebody will go get it for them because they know how to win. They're not going to give those resources to us. They're going to give the resources to people who know how to win championships. Lowe's is going to stick with them. Chevrolet is going to stick with them. The people who want to be with the winner are going to stand in line to give him the resources so that he could go win for them. I don't understand people who don't want him to win or are against him winning. That just makes no sense to me. He's a nice guy. Now, if domestic violence was part of his life, or if he was a drunk, or if all this other stuff amongst other athletes and other sports, and he's none of that. He's a good guy. And people say, we need good guys for our kids to look up to.
Right.
Blah, blah, blah. I mean, the hypocrisy of people just staggers me. Here's a good guy that you could look at and say, I want my kids to be like him. He's a champion. And he's been sitting here for an hour and a half doing interviews, probably every interview he did, he got the same question, and he makes it sound like it's the first time he's heard it. I mean,
that's a champion.
Yeah, get a life, people. Get a life. It just staggers me, the people that don't like it.
Statman was talking about this. Again, Speed Freaks on a Sunday night from the Lucas Oil Studios. Thank you guys for hanging out. You just heard Jimmy Johnson join us live from the track at damn near 11:30 at night. Dude has not even seen his phone. So if he's got 200 texts on there, I think I'm off by about 400. But you get to Jimmy Johnson and his personality. Statman brought up something there, domestic violence or being an a-hole or just stupid things that he would do on the track. There's just none of that. And I often go back to, I want to say it was Phoenix. Crasher, maybe you can help me out here. Either Phoenix or Texas, where they had the billboards up, and not one billboard had...
It was Phoenix.
Was it Phoenix?
It was Phoenix about 4, maybe 5 years ago.
Right.
And Jimmy had won. Okay, so yeah, let's do the math. It would have been 5, 6 years ago. Jimmy had... Or he was on his way to winning his 5th title, and they were promoting the Phoenix race. Of course, back then, it was still the second-to-last race. They didn't have the playoff format in yet. But, yeah, they're promoting the race with Dale Jr., Danica Pat. Yeah, I think it was Danica Patrick. I know it was Dale Jr., Tony Stewart, and somebody else. Not Jimmy Johnson.
No, it was Danica Patrick.
Was it? Okay, not Jimmy Johnson at that time. You're 4-time, soon-to-be 5-time champ.
I think she was really weird. I think they were promoting her, Crasher, through the nationwide race or something of that nature.
I don't remember, but just the fact that your consecutive many years in a row champion was not on that billboard was just strange. And he was gunning for another one.
I mean, you can not like a driver, but you've got to respect what he's done.
You really do. And I'm
history. You've got to respect the history.
Yes.
And if you can't, you're not a fan. You don't have to like Jimmy Johnson as a driver. Like you said, Kenny, maybe your favorite driver is Joey Logano or Carl Edwards, or maybe you like Toyotas, or maybe you like Fords. You don't like Chevys. But you got to respect the history, because that's changing the dialogue. That's changing the angle of the sport. The sport is different after Jimmy Johnson's gone through it. And if you don't like that, then you're not a fan.
I get it. I get wanting to cheer for somebody else. I get disliking a team. I mean, I will never cheer for the Patriots in the Super Bowl. I'm just not a fan of that team at all. But with what, I mean, looking back now on what they're doing, what they have done, and even when they won their last Super Bowl, I just shook my head and said, these guys have it going on. It's not like I'm going to disrespect them. I don't care if you think that they cheated or not with Deflategate. The bottom line is they're finding ways to win. They're finding ways to win big. Same as Jimmy Johnson, Chad Knaus, Rick Hendrick, and the entire team.
Speed Freaks on a Sunday night in the Lucas Oil Studios. Did you miss Jimmy Johnson? Just calling in from the track. Tell you what we're going to do. We're going to take a break, play the Statman Scat, come back, and we'll hear that interview from Jimmy Johnson once again. It's that big of a deal for him to check in with the Freak Nation. I want you to hear it if you missed it. Jimmy Johnson joins us next. Speed Freaks Pits in the Lucas Oil Studios.
Good evening, my fellow citizens.
It's a Statman Scat.
To provide guidance.
A special chapter in motor racing history closed this weekend. Audi left the World Endurance Championship with a 1-2 victory in its last race, the 6 Hours of Bahrain. The win this weekend was its 107th in the World Endurance Championship. Audi unveiled its R10 prototype in December of 2005, then won its first two races. It continued winning with the R15 and now the R18 all-wheel drive diesel-powered monster, but alas, the worldwide Volkswagen diesel emission scandal hit Audi hard. VW owns Audi, and once the $15 billion settlement was announced, Audi said it was pulling out of the WEC to concentrate on Formula E. Personally, I like the call. Audi is looking to bring electric power to more of its road cars, and Formula E is the place to develop that technology. But we can thank Audi for showing us a commitment to excellence and changing the way we think about diesel power. Maybe they'll also do that for electric power now. Peace.
Speed Freaks. a who's who in motorsports.
Hey, this is Tony Stewart,
Ricky Carmichael,
Dale Earnhardt Jr.,
Big Daddy Don Garlitsch,
Manny Lucas-Neves,
Vince Neil,
Mario Andretti,
Jeremy McGrath,
Jimmy Johnson,
Dale Earnhardt Jr.
I'm Jim Neighbors.
Well, golly.
Speed Freaks, motorsports radio redefined.
Hey, cat people, Crasher here. Cat Spot is a company you need to know. Are you like me, tired of lifting heavy cat litter bags from the pet stores? Tired of all the dust and waste from clay litters? Finally, after years of substandard tries, there's an organic cat litter that works. Cat Spot litter eliminates nasty odors and absorbs better than any other product on the market. I know because I use it. Go now to catspotlitter.com. Sign up for just $15 monthly shipments with free delivery. Organic litter delivered monthly for free. catspotlitter.com.
Continental Tire is putting the passion back into driving with our line of extreme contact, ultra-high performance tires. Our engineers work tirelessly to give you technology-driven and award-winning products, surpassing the competition. We want you, the driver, to have the traction, performance, and comfort you require on any road your travels may take you. Continental Tire is engineering tires with extraordinary performance and reliability and putting confidence into driving. Technology solutions for every driver. That is our vision. For more information, visit us at ContinentalTire.com. Continental Tire. Innovative technology. Driving confidence.
Here's a Dave Despain tip. No matter how big your car or truck is, nothing in your engine takes more abuse than its oil. But with Lucas Heavy Duty Oil Stabilizer, your engine oil will last longer to do the job it was designed to do. Protect your engine and offer peak performance. Lucas Heavy Duty Oil Stabilizer eliminates dry starts, lowers engine temperature, and prolongs the life of your oil up to 50%. Don't let your engine be caught dead without the protection and performance of Lucas Heavy Duty Oil Stabilizer.
Now, everybody needs a little motorsports fix from time to time, right? Well, then turn on MAV-TV, a network with roots deep in the automotive world and an incredible lineup of motorsports events and exclusive automotive reality shows like Gears, Chop Cut Rebuild, Drag Boats, Off-Road, Sprint Cars, Motocross, Pro Bowling League. It's all on MAV-TV. It's the answer for all motorheads. You don't get MAV-TV? Then call your local provider now. For more information, check them out at MAVTV.com. MAV-TV is motorsports.
Race Talk Radio is celebrating our 10th season. Tuesday night, it's Honest NASCAR Talk with the Thunder Crew, presented by CreateMyTea.com, where your art design help is always free at CreateMyTea. Every night, we'll have another type of motorsports for you to hear about, but one thing that never changes at RTR, we still feature the Speed Freaks every Sunday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific, at RacetalkRadio.com.
Your life demands a tire that provides durability, comfort, and performance, and that's what General Tire delivers for you. From the all-season grip of the Grabber UHP to the comfort and on-road manners of the Grabber HTS to the durability and off-road traction of the Grabber AT2, General has a tire that will help you get where you need to go. So let us take you on your next big adventure. Tell us how you're exceeding the limits on Facebook and Twitter. Because with General Tire, anywhere is possible.
Hey, Freak Nation, it's Kenny Sargent and Crash Gladys, and got to ask you something about buying a new car. Have you been putting it off? You refuse to blow your weekend going from car lot to car lot?
Come on, it's what you just did last year, Kenny. I remember specifically it was an entire week that you spent trying to find just the right model.
That's why I suggest you go to Vroom.com. That's V-R-O-O-M.com instead of going to car lots across the valley.
Yeah, bottom line, you can stay in your own living room, stay in your pajamas. Just hit up Vroom.com. You find your perfect car, you finance it, and boom, it's delivered to your door within just a few days. It's that easy.
These aren't cheese corn used cars. Vroom inspects millions of cars from around the country. Vroom only buys the best of the best late model, low mileage vehicles. Vroom cars look incredible.
Bottom line, it's easy, it's hassle free, and it's high quality.
Check them out. That's Vroom.com. V-R-O-O-M.com.
You're listening to Speed Freaks. Motorsports Radio Redefined.
listening to an encore edition of Speed Freaks.
We've been talking about it for an hour and a half. Jimmy Johnson grabbing his seventh championship. And just thinking in my lifetime, what team, what person has won seven championships?
Michael Schumacher.
Right? Statman?
I was just thinking, I don't know of anybody. Michael Jordan stopped at
Phil Jackson.
LeBron James promised us seven at the Miami, but only got two. He's won one more with
Phil Jackson.
So, yeah, a lot of people. The Lakers, Magic Johnson only won, five?
Yeah, and Jerry, I hear you in our ear. Coaches are one thing. I'm just talking about people actually on the court.
Phil Jackson.
Yeah, Phil Jackson.
You're talking about the athlete.
I'm talking about that person, that woman, that female.
Bill Russell.
We can go. Yeah, Bill Russell's a good one. But I'm talking about in my lifetime. Have I seen this happen?
Well, I've seen Bill Russell win his.
Well, okay, then that's my point. Yeah, that's all that we've got to measure is in our lifetime. That's all I've got to measure in my life. I didn't see Richard Petty win those championships because I wasn't a NASCAR fan then. I didn't see Dale Earnhardt Sr. win those championships. But I've seen Jimmy Johnson win these championships, and it's I can't grasp it. The
enormity?
The enormity of the magnitude of Jimmy Johnson winning seven championships. Just can't. Especially in this day and age where there's so much parity in sports.
I think that's the key thing. There's so much parity in NASCAR that, but saying that out loud, there's really not. There's only, five or six teams that are going to win all the races. So, Johnson, his dominance, I think, is what is overwhelming, just his ability to dominate and not make mistakes and not try to block somebody when blocking him is the risk of taking you both out of the race. What he did today at the end of the race is perfect for his run. He didn't take any unnecessary risks. He was there. You got to finish in order to win. And at the end, he was the guy standing, going away from everybody else. I think today is a perfect example of how they've won those championships.
But you talk about Jimmy Johnson and his dominance. So many people had written him off because he won those five in a row, and then he won the sixth, and then he was kind of the last couple of years. And that was a talking point today leading into this race, how Jimmy Johnson and Hendrick Motorsports have kind of fallen off the mountaintop the last couple of years. And it's been Joe Gibbs. It's been Toyota. It's been, Stewart Haas with Kevin Harvick. These guys have come to the forefront, and the Jimmy Johnson and Chad Knaus, they've just kind of been maybe the bridesmaid the last couple of years. But again, today, like you said, Stat, like I've been saying, like Kenny's been saying, this is what championships are made of. You're knocked to the back of the field. You're told that your car just doesn't look right, and you're told, screw it, I don't care if it's the last race of the season. You got to work your way through. And then you do that in the first 30 laps. You pass, 20 cars in 30 laps, and then all of a sudden your handling goes to crap. And then Mr. Chad Knaus just makes adjustments every single pit stop, and he fights Jimmy Johnson on the way to doing so, and then Jimmy finally says, okay, we're going to do this. They've got a perfect relationship and how to understand each other in high-pressure situations. That is what championships are. It's unbelievable how this came together. Knock them off the mountaintop. They're going to flip you off like they did this year and say, ha, we're back.
Just be there at the end. That's all coaches, crew chiefs ask. Just be there at the end for a chance to win, Statman.
And I think that's one of the things that Knaus and Johnson are so good at is that they know how to make the fine tuning. So if the car needs to be an inch, they need to put the car an inch in a different place on the track, then they could change the tire pressure or spring rate or whatever to make that happen in the 12 seconds of a pit stop. They learn each other. Jimmy's been able to tell Chad, this is what I need. And Chad's been able, and if Chad says, no, you don't, then Jimmy says, okay. If Chad tells him today, go run up near the wall, that's what Jimmy did. And if he couldn't or shouldn't or didn't think that was the right thing to do, Knaus was able to say, all right, you're the man, you're out there, tell me what you need. That's my job to get it for you. They're the perfect symmetry between the two of them, and that's what's missing with so many other teams that switch crew chiefs, and, you know, there's always some confusion. They just go out and they figured out how to win, and they just do that with as few risks as possible.
Your seven-timer joined us earlier this hour, Jimmy Johnson. And now joining us, it's seven-time NASCAR Sprint Cup champion Jimmy Johnson joining the Freak Nation. And, Jimmy, we're talking about this, your post-race conversations that you're having with NBC Sports and ESPN and everybody else about those who have helped you reach these seven championships. Kind of touch on that, Jimmy, and really what it means for, like, the Ricky Hendricks of the world or Mr. Hendrick or Jeff Gordon or Dale Earnhardt Jr., how they've helped you get to this point.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't matter which racer it is, which division it is. You don't get there on your own. There's so many people that invest into a driver, and even crew members, crew chiefs, you know, that just the racing community. You know, we all start off as kind of hobbyists and enjoying it at a local level, and you know, some get the chance to move on and compete regionally and nationally, and on it goes. And I just, there's so many people along the way that have mentored me, helped me grow as a man, as a racer. You know, plenty of hard knocks that are in there as well, and it's just crazy to see it all come together. And I know there's a lot of smiling faces going on from friends that know their role and their importance in helping me grow and mature. And I just, you know, honestly so thankful for those moments.
Obviously, one of those people, one of many, is your father. And he talked in some interviews today about how he remembers sitting on the couch with you watching Earnhardt and Petty race. And you as a kid, do you remember those times with your dad as well and saying, I might be on a dirt bike now, but yeah, that's what I want to do?
Yeah, I mean, I you know, NASCAR was never the thing for me. I mean, I all my heroes, growing up in Southern California, all my heroes were motocross and off-road and things like that. So looking at Rick Mears, Robbie Gordon, some of the guys that went from off-road to IndyCar was a kind of a dream that I had going on, and then this NASCAR thing came around. I'm so thankful it did. Obviously, these cars really used to my style and kind of the upbringing I had. But you can dream and think of scenarios all you want, but you never know how it's going to turn out and where it's going to lead. And I'm so blessed, blown away that it's led to where it has.
Jimmy Johnson, of course, your seven-time Sprint Cup champion joining the Freak Nation. And, Jimmy, another thing that you've accomplished with these seven championships is the respect that you're getting from the old-timers of, really, your name is up there with Richard Petty. It's up there with Dale Earnhardt Sr. But you're still this kid growing up in Southern California, man. Does someone need to slap you around a little bit and say, dude, wake up, you're a big-timer now?
It's wild, for sure. You know, I don't even know how to answer some of the questions that are being thrown at me, but I know that Dale and Richard have left us a lasting mark in our sport. I look forward to, you know, what I can do for our sport, help grow it. Again, it's nothing that I thought I would do as a kid. You know, I thought I dreamed pretty big. My dream was to win a professional car race, Cup or IndyCar, whatever it might be. And I scratched that off the list in 2000. And it's been trying to raise the bar higher since. But there's no way I could have put this high. So it's a crazy reality and wild experience that I'm living.
Jimmy, we're going to wrap it up with this. I know you've got all kinds of people that are clawing at you to get you to other interviews. Your dad was also talking about with you starting at the back of the pack for the race and the tires in the car, you were wearing them off. What kind of mentality did you have starting this race at the back of the field that maybe you haven't had in the past?
Oh, I was really calm. It's a long race. I'm better at passing cars. I knew I could get to 15th or so pretty quickly. I knew from 15th forward it was going to be tough.
and that certainly was the case. But and I've started the back for a variety of different reasons before, and I just love racing the faster cars, so it didn't bother me too much. I know it was a big spotlight on us with what's going on for the day, but thankfully it didn't have a huge impact on the outcome.
Well, real quick, I know that you don't like this question necessarily, but I'm going to put a twist on it. Michael Jordan texted you after 6 and told you to go for 7. Has he texted you 8? Has he texted you yet to go for 8?
No, I haven't seen my phone yet. I can only imagine what's on there.
Oh,
but
God, no.
I texted him straight away after we won 6. He said, go get 7. So I'm sure there's something on my phone from him.
Go get a beer, man.
Jimmy Johnson joining Speed Freaks on a Sunday night. Buddy, we're awfully proud of you, as millions are.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Yeah, and it's not even over for Jimmy Johnson. That dude, who knows how much sleep he's not going to get between now and headed to New York to do all the morning talk shows.
I know. It's like, you know he wants to party with everybody because everybody's got a big head start on him right now. You know he wants to do that, but at the same time, he's like, I have to be coherent for Good Morning America or whatever the heck he's doing in the wee hours of the morning. Oh, that's harsh.
Statman, I'm sure you got a little sense memory in you that you could pull up when your son and daughter were at 2 or 3 years old and how worn out you were. You know, Jimmy Johnson's got a couple of young kids. One, I think, is maybe 6 or 7, and the other is about 3 or 4. And granted, he's in much better shape than I am at this point, but damn, just having a 2.5-year-old. Let's say I win a championship. There's no way, man. Maybe the adrenaline can carry me to 2 o'clock in the morning, bro. But
oh yeah,
listen, I'm sorry, I am beat ass tired at 11 o'clock at night.
And no, hold on.
I didn't spend five hours on the track.
Let me just recap of you spending a very long day at SEMA just a couple of weeks ago,
right?
And you were still raging after the Continental Tire Party at 4 a.m. You can do it, Kenny. That was just 2 weeks ago.
Busted. She got you.
Wow.
There.
So there.
Maybe it was just celebration. I felt like crap the next morning, though, man.
Not much motorsports.
Helio or Helio.
Not.
Well, not only that.
Much.
Thank you, I love you.
And headlining the party.
Douchebags.
Moose.
Not much motorsports.
The freaks.
Not much motorsports.
It was a good time, though.
Yes, it was.
But the best story stat in Freak Nation was the woman that I went home with and ended up sleeping in the same room was, and this is after we tried to stop at, well, we stopped at 2 or 3 different places to get food. They were closed.
Uber drivers.
Uber driver stopped us. I mean, stopped it, and they're all closed. This woman was so pissed. She didn't have anything to eat. I ordered a pizza the size of a freaking small bathroom. And it got to the door at like 3:30 or 4 in the morning. And I had to wake her ass up twice to come out and eat it. That's not the funny part. The funny part was she was slumped over in the bed eating it. And all I just kind of see, she just kind of pushes the plate over and just falls back asleep.
That happened to me once quickly. We were at Riverside at a race, and we stayed up for like 3 days to get ready for it, and blew the engine in practice. We weren't going to be there for the race the next day. I poured a large glass of adult beverage and turned it white with some milk, drank that, went back to the hotel room. They ordered some food for me to eat. I got up almost fell face first into the food. And I slept all the way back to Los Angeles and slept for like 3 days. I'd been up since Wednesday morning, and it was now Saturday night. And once it stops, you're done.
Yeah, it's like when your car runs out of gas, you've got to get out and push it. When you run out of gas, someone has to push you into bed or somewhere.
Yeah.
Hey, real quick, this is kind of fitting that we end it with this one. A 28-year-old South African endured a rare case of penile strangulation after squeezing his wedding ring around his hog for erotic reasons. The unnamed, yeah, no S. The unnamed man was apparently attempting to use the wedding ring as a sex toy. Yeah. The ring caused the man's hog to swell up so much that he was unable to remove it. At first, doctors tried to cut off the ring with a tiny surgical saw. But that failed because the swelling made it difficult to get close to the ring without splitting into the exposed flesh.
Why would anyone want to try this? Your finger is grossly smaller than your male member.
We hope.
This just doesn't make any sense.
A 28-year-old South African man.
Again, right. I would say that he should be.
Right.
At least normal, if not well endowed.
No. South stat man. Do I need to explain it
no,
to her?
No, no, no. I hear you. But again, you're not saying Asian. You're saying South African.
Oh, gosh. Stop it. Listen. Oh, boy.
I'm just saying.
We'll stop it right there. Can't believe you can email me at statmc@speedfreaks.tv. program directors, I think Fox News penetrated our radio broadcast with that not much motorsports story. And a female reporter chimed in with some. I was going to leave it there. Ah, it's a big night, man. Your seven-timer, Jimmy Johnson, joined us here in the Freak Nation. Johnny Sauter, your NASCAR Truck Series champion, joined us.
Daniel Suarez won the Xfinity Series.
Yeah.
Oh, he amazing, also winning the race and winning the title. And there's history, like I talked about briefly in News and Notes, but you're right. We didn't talk about it in length in this show.
Shoot the juice to the moose and Statman.
Let it loose.
Dip!
Evel Knievel Unleashed.
This is the number one badass in America, Evel Knievel.
Unafraid.
I don't really care too much for George. Attitude being kind of a dopey.
And unfiltered.
There were 500 whores working on one square block, and my grandpa had a tire shop right in the middle of all of them.
Speed Freaks, Motorsports Radio, redefined.
Hey, Freak Nation, it's Kenny Sargent and Crash Gladys, and got to ask you something about buying a new car. Have you been putting it off? You refuse to blow your weekend going from car lot to car lot?
Come on, it's what you just did last year, Kenny. I remember specifically it was an entire week that you spent trying to find just the right model.
That's why I suggest you go to Vroom.com. That's Vroom.com.
Yeah, bottom line, you can stay in your own living room. Stay in your pajamas. Just hit up Vroom.com. You find your perfect car, you finance it, and boom, it's delivered to your door within just a few days. It's that easy.
These aren't cheese corn used cars. Vroom inspects millions of cars from around the country. Vroom only buys the best of the best late model, low mileage vehicles. Vroom cars look incredible.
Bottom line, it's easy, it's hassle free, and it's high quality.
Check them out. That's Vroom.com. Vroom.com.
Introducing Lucas Oil Racing TV, your exclusive unlimited 24/7 motorsports app. Now you can watch all your favorite motorsports anytime, anywhere. Get the finest in grassroots racing, national events, live coverage, behind-the-scenes action, and interviews you won't see anywhere else. There's also automotive how-to shows and some of motorsport's biggest names like Dave Despain, hosting the legends and current superstars of racing. For more information, visit lucasoilracing.tv. Lucas Oil Racing TV. Grab it and hold on tight.
Hey, Freak Nation, it's time you clean up your tires and rims. So do it with Lucas Slick Mist Tire and Trim Shine. It's an environmentally friendly treatment spray designed to give tires and trim a long-lasting, like-new shine. Use Slick Mist Tire Shine to remove dull, gray oxidation from bumpers, tires, plastic, rubber, and vinyl trim. It's long-lasting, UV-resistant, and helps prevent sidewall blowout. Log on to lucasoil.com for more info and pick up Lucas Slick Mist Tire and Trim Shine at major auto parts stores today.
Now, everybody needs a little motorsports fix from time to time, right?
right? Well, then turn on MAV-TV, a network with roots deep in the automotive world and an incredible lineup of motorsports events and exclusive automotive reality shows like Gears, Chop Cut Rebuild, Drag Boats, Off-Road, Sprint Cars, Motocross, Pro Bowling League. It's all on MAV-TV. It's the answer for all motorheads. You don't get MAV-TV? Then call your local provider now. For more information, check them out at MAVTV.com. MAV-TV is motorsports.
It's called a tune-up in a bottle for good reason. One little bottle added to every tank of fuel will do the work of a team of mechanics. The powerful combination of oils and additives in Lucas Fuel Treatment cleans and lubricates the entire fuel system while increasing power and fuel economy because it's burning excess exhaust emissions. Lucas Oil Fuel Treatment is the best and simplest way to get your vehicle to perform at its peak and keep the army of mechanics away a little longer.
Hey, it's Crasher. You've been hearing me talk about Cat Spot, the 100% organic cat litter that eliminates odors and absorbs better than any nasty clay litter you've ever used. Forget about going to the store to pick up heavy bags of litter. Cat Spot litter is delivered monthly for free to your door. But did you also know that when you're done with your shipment, you just dump it out on your lawn? Cat Spot litter seconds as an absorbent soil. It's made exclusively of coconut shells, zero chemicals added. So be kind to your cats, your lawn, and our landfills. Make the change now. CatSpotLitter.com.
The Boca Raton Cougars, the Las Vegas Hookers, and the Arizona Pricks got your attention now, don't I? These aren't real sports teams, but they are some of the most creative and funny sports logo t-shirts from Awesome Sports Logos. Each team has a history, a meaning behind it, like the Lexington Studs or the Cape Cod Scrod. And these t-shirts, they are awesome, made with the highest quality 100% cotton available and are ridiculously soft. Grab your favorite city's t-shirt now at AwesomeSportsLogos.com. That's AwesomeSportsLogos.com and get awesome.
You're listening to Speed Freaks Motorsports Radio Redefined.